This episode of the Circle of the Panda podcast is an episode with Jim Funk. Jim Funk is a regular on our podcast because he is a business consultant with the South Carolina Small Business Development Center. These are pretty common throughout the state. Some states have some very similar, but they're a huge value to those that are trying to start a business. So Jim Funk's on here with us again, and I'm going to ask him the question about if you're in the corporate role when you're trying to start your own business or you're thinking about making the leap out, which a lot of people do, they'll go, hey, you know what? I'm ready to try something new. What things should they consider before doing that? So listen in and enjoy. My guest on this episode today is Jim Funk. Jim Funk, thank you so much for being on here with me again. This is maybe your third time, second or third time. I can't recall. Thank you.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're on another one that we did, Soul Mind of Business, and then we closed it out, right? And we closed it out, it hit a top 10 list, probably because of your episode. It just hit top 10. And but I'm glad I closed it out because this is a little broader of a circle of the panda, but that's kind of how it works sometimes, isn't it? Took off, but.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I'm going to bring some of yours back some of the other ones we did. So in this one, people want to know your background. I'll describe it briefly, and I'm going to get some questions with you, because the more I do this podcast and I reach out and learn about small business, there's so much need. And you're a business consultant for South Carolina Business Development Center. That's right.
It's a Small Business Development Center. That's right. The SBDC.
Okay. So let's go into that, because your role is to help small businesses, or even, I don't think they have to be small. Is there a certain size that you assist with, Jim?
So the Small Business Administration, the SBA, actually defines small businesses by industry, by NAICS code, by industry code. Every type of business has its own code. But in most cases, the SBA in most of those industries considers a business with fewer than 500 employees to be a small business.
Oh,
so
okay.
that's not a small business, really. A 500 person business is not a small business in my mind. And most of our clients are what the SBA would call micro businesses, which is 10 or fewer employees.
Okay. So we're going to speak right to that market there. Certainly the startups. So here's a question I want to ask you. And it's one I wish I had known all the resources. Now, I hooked up with you pretty quick, but I wish I had used you guys more as a resource. I wish I'd been more, you know, here's what I'm struggling with, because I can only imagine from what I hear that there's a fair amount of people that are in the corporate world going, okay, I'm not so sure this is for me, or I'm going to chase a dream, or I'm going to do a startup. It is a hard transition. So what would you tell, Jim, what would you tell those people that are in a corporate job and go, you know what, I'm going to just jump out there and do my own thing? What advice would you give?
Well, there are a lot of people that do that, and there are a lot of people that think about doing it and then decide not to, because it is a daunting task. There is a lot to it. And the first thing that we tell people is to really validate, you know, who's going to pay you, you know, what customers are going to pay you. And because you solve a problem, you have a unique solution to a problem, and they're willing to pay for that. So that takes some validation, because you know, it's still an unknown. What the biggest difference really is, you know, going from a known entity of a corporate role to a completely unknown scenario in a small business. So the first thing that we encourage people to do, and we can help people do this, is to validate that that the demand for their offering is out there. You know, that's really the first thing to do, and to convince yourself that, okay, there's an opportunity here on the revenue side. I can find people who will pay for this good, or for these goods, or for this service.
Oh, that's great. Validate that someone's going to pay, because that's a tough one. I've failed a couple of times things I've started because it didn't do that one. And yeah, the transition, when I first left, my father gave me advice. I didn't take it, but I wish I had. He said, "Son, you can't." Now, this is going to date him. So, pardon. Son, you can't go from a three-piece suit to cowboy boots and jeans overnight. You're going to have to step back and think about what. Take a breath, right? And sort out what you're going to do. And that's a tough thing, isn't it? For most corporate people.
It is, and once the momentum starts to build in their mind, it becomes more and more difficult to get people to stop, take a breath, do that validation. Those are some wise words from your dad, and because once you get going and you convince yourself whether or not you've done the data analysis. Once you convince yourself it'll work, then you go, and then you find you get there on the other side, and it doesn't work. That's the essence of that advice about validation. Make sure that you're confident that that you're going to be able to create some revenue when, as soon as you get the business started.
Hey, should it be, should you stay in something that you know? Like, should you stay in an industry that you know, or is it a matter of, should you stay in your lane? When do you stay in your lane, and when do you branch outside of it?
So the many of our clients that leave the corporate world do it in their lane, and they take advantage of what they know. They take advantage of a network potentially of clients and other professionals and colleagues in that industry. But in a lot of cases, of course, in a corporate world, you are. You know your role in that corporation. You know that company's products. Depending on the type of job you're in, you may or may not know even the marketplace and the customer demographics for that business. So we have people who stay in their lane and leave for a variety of reasons and establish a business within that lane or their area of experience and expertise. Sometimes we have people that are just fed up with not being their own boss, and those folks are often find other lanes to go pursue, and in that case it takes even maybe even more validation to do that, to establish a business like that.
Oh yeah, even validation of, can imagine of what you're skilled at doing and what you're not skilled at doing, which that seems to me there's that's so you mentioned the is there a market for what you're selling? How about the right kind of support? What kind of advice would you give? Because you're leaving where the support's around you, and now you're out here by your, typically you're out here by yourself. How do you find the right support?
Well, that's critical, and maybe probably the most important thing for a small business owner, whether they're pre-venture or whether they're established, is to build a network and ask for help.
Oh,
And
yeah.
you will find that there is a, there are a vast array of resources out there that take a little bit of work to find sometimes, but there are people out there that like me who are professionally focused on helping small businesses. In our case at the SBDC, all of our services are free. There are plenty of paid business consultants, but it's also the competitors. It's also friends and family. It's also colleagues. And we always encourage people in networking to always ask that question. Always ask hey, do you know anything about fill in the blank? And that will lead you to an amazing array of resources out there that of people that are willing and are inclined to help. And You've got to have that help, particularly in this scenario of a transition from corporate to entrepreneurship, because you do have that you do have that infrastructure around you in the corporate world, and you're wearing every hat there is when you're running a small business. And you know, you're not, even if you stay in your lane and your business is focused on something that you understand, you know, you probably don't understand a lot of other aspects of running a business that you never had to know in that corporate world.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Yes,
sir.
it's everybody.
Bookkeepers, attorneys, bookkeepers. Yeah. Oh, you name it. Things that are, yes. You don't know until you get out there. It was impossible for me to know everything, but once you get out there, you go. If to your point, if you don't ask, you have to learn to ask for help, and that's sometimes a hard pill to swallow when you came up and you go, well, you don't want to ask for help because it looks like weakness. You can't afford not to ask for help. And when you're jumping out there.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. What about, is there anything else? Like we mentioned validate, and then have the right kind of support around you. Is there a third thing or another one you'd want to add?
Well, particularly in this model of transitioning from corporate to small business ownership, the a great thing about corporate is you get a paycheck every 2 weeks, and so cash flow management is critical during that transition and in the first, at least a year or two of small business operation. Many small businesses fail because they didn't plan their cash flow. And it seems simple, but it takes a little bit of understanding. You mentioned accounting is something you have to, now you're the CFO, as well as the CEO. And and so we always encourage people to stay in their jobs for as long as they can, and and then make that jump when you've had time to do some planning. That concept validation will help you come up with some reasonable revenue forecasts. And a bad day for us is when we meet with a new client and they're all excited because they quit their job on Friday and now it's Monday and they're ready to start working on their new business. And they needed to start doing that 6 months ago. But that's another key is just recognizing the crit how critical cash flow management is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And what's the best way to get in touch with you, Jim? Someone has some questions.
So if someone has questions, the easiest thing to do is go to scsbdc.com, and that's our state website, and there's a very simple client sign-up process, and they can get everything they need there and get a first look at a lot of the resources that are available out there. For example, dozens of recorded webinars on important topics to small business are available at that site as well.
Hey, I'm going to go back and check it out. And one thing to add is I don't have you on a regular schedule with me. You offer that. Thank you. And I'm going to brag on you a little bit. Anybody wants to use Jim as a resource, what I probably should do and have is say, hey, Jim, can we meet like every 2 or 3 weeks and just hang with me and let's talk about what I did last time. And we've done that before, and that's a huge value. Great value. Well, thank you, Jim. Thanks so much.
Thank you, JD.